Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the jury is continuing its deliberations in the trial of a former couple accused of murdering a man in Donegal and disposing of his body off Slieve League. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for camera footage of a car seen in the Conyborough Road area of Lifford around the time of an attempted murder earlier this year. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into a fatal weekend crash in Donegal. And two police officers in Derry have been left badly shaken after their vehicle was rammed while on patrol this morning. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news this evening, the jury is continuing its deliberations in the trial of a former couple accused of murdering a man in Donegal and disposing of his body off Slieve League. Alan Vial of Drumanoo Killybegs and Nikita Burns of Carrick Donegal deny murdering 66-year-old Robert Wilkin in June 2023. Courts correspondent Frank Greeny reports.
The prosecution maintains that Alan Vial and Nikita Burns were engaged in a joint enterprise to kill or at least cause serious harm to Robert Wilkin, whose body was recovered from the waters off Slieve League 8 days after it's believed he was killed. They both deny the charge, with each essentially blaming the other for the killing. Alan Vial claims Mr. Wilkin assaulted him in the car and that they were grappling with one another when Nikita Burns delivered two blows to the back of his head. Ms. Burns claims admissions she made to a number of people afterwards should not be relied on because she was intoxicated and in a state of shock. She insists she did not hit Mr. Wilkin at any stage and has accused Mr. Vial of hitting him 6 to 7 times with a rock before disposing of his body off the cliffs. The jury has now begun its deliberations. Frank Greeny at the Central Criminal Court.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for camera footage of a car seen in the Conyborough Road area of Lifford around the time of an attempted murder earlier this year. 26-year-old Charles Duher remains in a serious condition in hospital after he was attacked at his home by a group of masked men armed with iron bars on January the 20th. His father was also injured in the attack. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information on a grey-coloured Peugeot to come forward.
A serious assault attempted murder in Lifford on the 20th of January of this year. So Gardaí continue to investigate an incident that occurred in Lifford on Monday the 20th of January 2025. Following the incident, a man aged in his 20s was airlifted to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast for treatment for life-threatening injuries, and he remains in a critical condition. A second man, aged in his 60s, was brought by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of less serious injuries. So Gardaí have renewed their appeal for any witnesses to this incident to come forward. We're particularly anxious to speak to anybody who may have camera footage, including dash cam footage, of a silver grey Peugeot 3008. It's believed to be a 2009 to 2013 model in the Conyborough Road area of Lifford between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on the 20th of January to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anyone with information are asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 074 91 67 100, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 or any Garda Station.
Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into a fatal weekend crash in Donegal. Teenager Sean Martin McLafferty and Jimmy Diver, who was in his 20s and both from Gortahorick, died after the car they were travelling in hit the gable wall of a house at around 9:30 on Friday night in the Balteny area. Two others were injured. Garda Doherty is appealing for information.
Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a single vehicle fatal road traffic collision in the townland of Balteny, Gortahorick, on the night of Friday the 28th of February. The collision involved one vehicle. This vehicle had crashed into the gable wall of a house at approximately 9:30 p.m. The driver of the vehicle, a male in his teens, was fatally injured. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. A rear seat passenger, a male in his 20s, was fatally injured and pronounced deceased at the scene. The male front seat passenger, aged in his 20s, and the male rear seat passenger, aged in his teens, they were removed from the scene to hospital for medical treatment. And just at this point, Greg, I would like to express our sympathies on behalf of all at an Garda Síochána to the families of Sean McLafferty and Jamie Diver, and we hope that the other two males involved make a full recovery. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this incident to contact us, any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, who were travelling in the townland of Balteny between 9 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. last Friday night. They are asked to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with any information, they're asked to contact Milford Gardaí on 91 53060, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 or indeed any Garda station.
The Taoiseach has told the opposition to cop on and move on from the Dáil speaking time row. It was raised again in the Dáil earlier after the government forced through a vote last week to give speaking time to regional independents and government backbenchers. The opposition has claimed it's an attack on their ability to hold the government to account. Micheál Martin says with everything going on in the world, it's hardly the most pressing issue.
8 minutes on a Wednesday. 8 minutes, in addition to what was already there. 8 minutes on a Thursday pales into insignificance with what we're facing collectively as a country. And I think it's time to cop on here and have a bit of common sense and a bit of proportionality.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has been accused of duping the Irish people when it comes to neutrality. It comes after Cabinet signed off on legislation to end the triple lock on the overseas deployment of Defence Force members. UN approval had been needed for deployment of more than 12 soldiers. That would be raised to 50 under the new plans. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the removal of the triple lock system dismantles Ireland's neutrality. He believes a referendum should be called.
At least Donegal are honest about their intentions. They have been for over 20 years. When they produced their document Beyond Neutrality in their effort to dismantle neutrality, you described it as an out-of-touch ideological obsession. Fianna Fáil, or Fine Gael, in that policy document described your approach and Fianna Fáil's approach as the nod and wink approach of signing up to initiatives and telling the Irish people that it's something else. So you've adopted the Fine Gael approach and they've adopted yours. A nod and the wink approach of trying to dupe the Irish people that this isn't about neutrality, that it's about vetoes, while at the same time pursuing your obsession of getting rid of neutrality. And that's the reality of it. This is the first step, and let's be clear about it. Now, you should be honest with the Irish people. You should be clear about what this is all about. And you should do the honourable thing. I said to you, and I put it to you, if you genuinely believe that you're acting in the interests of the Irish people, then let the Irish people have their say. Let's have a referendum on Irish neutrality. Let's have the debate and let the people decide whether they cherish neutrality or whether they trust Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael with these decisions.
The President of Ukraine has admitted Friday's meeting with Donald Trump did not go to plan. Volodymyr Zelensky has posted online to say his country wants peace and is ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership. He also reiterated how much America has helped his nation maintain its sovereignty and independence. Kyiv's leaders said Ukrainians want peace more than anyone else, suggesting a truce on airstrikes and naval attacks as a first step. Donegal Senator Nicky Bradley has been appointed as the Fine Gael spokesperson for disability and children in the Shannon. In a statement, she says she wants to ensure that every child has the support they need to thrive and that people with disabilities have equal opportunities in every aspect of life. Senator Bradley says advocacy, accessibility and inclusion must be at the heart of policy making. Meanwhile, Donegal Senator Manus Boyle is to take on the role of Fine Gael Shannon spokesperson for Fisheries and Marine. He says it's a strong step forward in his party's commitment to revitalising Ireland's fishing industry. Senator Boyle says while there's a lot to be done, he's ready to get started. An 11-year-old boy is being treated in hospital after being stabbed by another child at a primary school in Dublin. It happened this morning at a school in Finglas. Andrew Lyth reports.
It's understood the child was stabbed by an implement at around 10:30 this morning. The boy was brought to hospital where he has been treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Another boy who is suspected to be involved has been identified. However, it's thought he is under the age of criminal responsibility and can't be arrested. Gardaí are engaging with the families of both children and are also liaising with school management to identify the precise circumstances. Officers say there is no concern for public safety. Andrew Lyth in Finglas.
A Midlands North West MEP is urging the EU Energy and Housing Minister to press ahead with an initiative to address housing shortages in EU member states. Ciarán Mullooly, Vice Chair of the European Parliament's Housing Crisis Committee, says the Commissioner needs to outline concrete measures to unlock public and private investment for affordable and sustainable housing across Europe. The Commissioner has been tasked with supporting member states in mobilising funding to address housing shortages. Mr. Mullooly told the committee there is a need for immediate progress.
You were asked to urgently address the housing crisis by supporting member states to unlock public and private investment for affordable and sustainable housing. One of the initiatives referenced was the Pan-European Platform for Investment. From my perspective, ensuring we attract more public and private investment is absolutely crucial if we want to deal with the housing crisis. So therefore, my question today is simple. How is this going to work? Has work started on this? Is work with the European Investment Bank underway? Are there other institutions on board? I can only speak, Commissioner, about my own member state, but in Ireland it appears that the whole construction sector was ground to a halt. Ireland's housing crisis remains one of the most urgent social challenges of our time, and the shortfall in social housing is a key driver of homelessness and housing insecurity. It's crucial we get this sector back to work. Finally, charities and NGOs have consistently highlighted the need for a fundamental shift in how social housing funding is provided and delivered by Europe and at member state level. One of the ways to deal with this is ensuring we have adequate pre-financing of our schemes. To meet demand, governments must increase the social housing budget, ensuring local authorities have the resources to deliver. My last word to a lady called Hannah Clark from St Vincent de Paul in Navan and County Meath. I spoke to her about the housing crisis last week. In the past, she provided food and fuel for couples and families in her area. Now, she's been asked to provide rent. The squeeze middle are now not able to pay the rent, Commissioner. We urge you to do your best to resolve the situation.
Two police officers have been left badly shaken in Derry after their vehicle was rammed while on patrol this morning. A woman was almost struck by the car as it fled the scene. Ben Finnegan has more.
Police were on patrol in the Creva Heights area at around 11:25 a.m. today when the driver of a blue BMW reversed out of a driveway at speed, hitting the side of their car. The BMW drove forward before reversing and ramming the police vehicle a second time. As the driver made off, the vehicle almost struck a female pedestrian. Police have described it as an appalling incident and said the BMW was used as a weapon against officers. Both officers have been left badly shaken while the police vehicle has been taken off the road to allow for repairs to be carried out. Police are appealing for anyone with information to contact them.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoes for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Ireland's Nations League relegation playoff opponents, Bulgaria, have been thrown into chaos with their manager submitting his resignation this afternoon. Ilyan Ilyev tendered his resignation by email, but the Bulgarian FA have yet to decide on whether they will accept it. Heimer Hallgrimsson's side travelled to Sofia for the first leg on the 20th of March with a return fixture in Dublin 3 days later. In the Champions League, Aston Villa manager Unai Emery has dismissed suggestions his side could win the Champions League. The Premier League club are in last 16 action this evening when they play the first leg of their tie with Club Brugge in Belgium. Villa have been one of the form teams in the competition, having finished in the top eight in the initial group phase. Kickoff in Belgium is shortly at 5:45. And Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has urged his players to raise their level for tonight's Champions League tie. They're away to Dutch champions PSV for the first leg of their round of 16 tie. The Gunners lost ground in the Premier League title race with defeat to West Ham and a draw with Nottingham Forest. Arteta believes there was signs in that draw last week that they can be better.
Not getting the result that we want, but certainly being better, especially in the last game, than the opposition. And the fact that we have still gears, even with the players that we have, some other gears to take the game to a different level. When it comes to that stage, it's about lifting the level and the standards. Every individual has to be at their best. And when we do that, with the team that we have and the connection that we have between us, we are a really strong team.
That game kicks off in Eindhoven at 8 o'clock. And at the same time, Real meet Atletico in a Madrid derby, while Borussia Dortmund, they host League One club Lille. Elsewhere in the Championship this evening, Burnley, they're back in Championship promotion action tonight when they head to Cardiff. Elsewhere, Millwall, they play Bristol City. Hull City face Plymouth Argyle, and Preston take on Swansea. All of those games kick off at 7:45. In the Irish Premiership this evening, there's three games down for decision. Carrick Rangers, they play Larne. Second place Glentoran, they host Ballymena United. And bottom club Loughgall, they play Glenavon. Elsewhere in soccer, a Manchester United supporters group is asking fans to wear black to Sunday's home Premier League game with Arsenal, claiming the club is slowly dying. The 1958 believes the protest against the majority owners, the Glazer family, could rank among the largest ever associated with United. A spokesman says they're facing financial Armageddon because of the club's debt, which would leave Sir Matt Busby turning in his grave. Gaelic Games Football Review Committee Chairperson Jim Gavin says that they have suggested some adjustments to the rule enhancements in Gaelic football. The FRC met last night to assess the implementation of the rule changes in the opening rounds of the Alliance Football Leagues. Gavin didn't reveal what the recommendations are, but says they will be considered by the GAA. A final decision on what rules will be implemented will be made by the 13th of March. And in colleges Gaelic games this evening, the ATU Donegal ladies side, they play in the Giles Cup this evening. They host DCU at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy. Throw on time there is at 7 o'clock. In rugby union, there's good news on the injury front for the Irish camp ahead of the Six Nations Championship meeting with France. Prop Tadhg Furlong took part in full-on scrums and training this morning as he looks to return from a long-term calf injury. Hooker Ronan Keller has been nursing a neck injury and was involved in training today. Scrum coach John Fogarty revealed that captain Keelan Dorris and fellow back row Jack Conan are progressing well. Meanwhile, Angus Gardner has been appointed to referee Saturday's game at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. He'll become the first Australian to referee in 50 test matches when he takes to the field for that clash. Ireland are looking to stay on course for a fifth Grand Slam, while France, they need victory for a chance to win the championship. Moving on to athletics, and Fun Valley AC is delighted to have been named as the Athletics Ireland Cross Country Club of the Year for 2024. This is a seriously momentous day for the club and a testament to the hard work and effort put in by the athletes and coaches alike over recent months. Fun Valley AC will officially be presented with the Kennedy Cup for the best cross country club at the forthcoming Athletics Ireland Juvenile Star Awards at the Mullingar Park Hotel on April the 12th. And finally, for this evening, the 2025 Donegal Half Marathon was launched this week. The race will take place this year on Sunday, August the 24th in Letterkenny. Full entry details are on Highland Radio's website on the sports section and on the Donegal Half Marathon social channels. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, over 500 children and teenagers are awaiting an appointment with the North Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service in the Western Trust area. Foyle MLA Ciara Ferguson told the NI Assembly that the previously adopted mental health strategy set out ambitious plans for the future. However, she says action is needed now to tackle what she says is a crisis. Ms Ferguson says early intervention is vital.
If any one of us review the child and adolescent mental health statistics, we can see it is just not acceptable. Consistently, we have over 2,000 children and young people waiting for an initial assessment and over 1,200 waiting way past 9 weeks, sometimes 6 months, sometimes a year. In the Western Trust area, in the recent statistics there for the 31st of December, 513 children and young people across the Western Trust are waiting on an assessment. This was 372 the year before. It's not getting any better. Additionally, almost 70%, that is 353 of the 513 of those referred to CAMHS, are experiencing unacceptable delays in access and support, with waiting times exceeding the 9-week targets. The outworkings of these can have very significant consequences for those children and young people who are waiting for help. For young people in crisis, immediate interventions can be paramount to ensuring their recovery. Equally, any considerable delay can discourage them from continuing to seek further much-needed support. Imagine after building up the courage to finally ask for help and you're told you have to wait, maybe months on end. Whilst the mental health strategy running up until 2031 does commit to promotion of acting early and preventing mental ill health and to providing the right support at the right time, I think we should all re-emphasise today the importance that we need to get to grips with the existing delays that are continuing to happen. And I would call on the Minister that we should ensure no child is left behind.
The government's being accused of lacking any urgency or ambition when it comes to climate change. Ireland could be fined up to €26 billion if it doesn't meet its EU climate targets, according to a new report. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and Climate Change Advisory Council are warning the state faces a clear choice between investing money in climate action now or wasting billions of euro in taxpayers' money later. Labour leader Ivana Bacik says the government isn't taking it seriously enough.
It's a really frightening prospect, not only financially, but a frightening prospect for future generations to see these absolutely essential targets being missed, and indeed a lack of any urgency or ambition from government as regards climate action, with no sign yet of the required annual climate action plan.
The sale of new electric cars continues to rise in Donegal. They were up 24% in the county in February compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, the number of new car registrations in Donegal is up 1.4%. Nationally, that figure is down 15%. Just over 14,000 were registered last month compared to over 16,400 in February 2024. For weather now, a few hazy sunny spells but becoming cloudier as the day progresses. A little rain or drizzle this evening with highest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The jury is continuing its deliberations in the trial of a former couple accused of murdering a man in Donegal and disposing of his body off Slieve League. Alan Vial of Drumanoo Killybegs and Nikita Burns of Carrick Donegal deny murdering 66-year-old Robert Wilkin in June 2023. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for camera footage of a car seen in the Conyburgh Road area of Lifford around the time of an attempted murder earlier this year. 26-year-old Charles Duher remains in a serious condition in hospital after he was attacked at his home by a group of masked men armed with iron bars on January the 20th. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into a fatal weekend crash in Donegal. Teenager Sean Martin McLafferty and Jimmy Diver, who was in his 20s, both from Gortahorke, died after the car they were travelling in hit the gable wall of a house at around 9:30 on Friday night in the Balteny area. And a Midlands Northwest MEP is urging the EU Energy and Housing Minister to press ahead with an initiative to address housing shortages in EU member states. Kira Mullooly, Vice Chair of the European Parliament's Housing Crisis Committee, says the Commissioner needs to outline concrete measures to knock public and private investment for affordable and sustainable housing across Europe. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, March the 4th. The death has occurred of Olive Bustard, Tullybrook, Donegal Town, County Donegal. Reposing at her late residence today from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Funeral service in Lahey Parish Church at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to Lahey Parish Church, care of any family member. House private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary McDade, née Heaney, Longlands Convoy, formerly of Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Margaret Peg Fox, née Lee, Fox Lee, 34 Ballyrean Park, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence until after rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until after the rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrean for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice and Northwest Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of any family member. and the death has taken place of Mary Grace McGarvey, née Hagney, Ards Creaslaw. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creaslaw on Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.